وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر لامرأته أكرمي مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض ولنعلمه من تأويل الأحاديث والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
The man from Egypt who bought him said to his wife, "Take good care of him. Possibly he might be of benefit to us, or we might adopt him as a son. Thus we found a way for Joseph, peace be upon him, to become established in that land, and in order that we might teach him to comprehend the deeper meaning of things. Allah has full power to implement His design, although most people do not know that."
وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
And when Joseph, peace be upon him, reached the age of maturity, we granted him judgment and knowledge. Thus do we reward those who do good.
وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَن نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أحسن مثواي إنه لا يفلح الظالمون.
And it so happened that the lady in whose house Joseph was living sought to tempt him to herself. And one day, bolting the doors, she said, "Come on now." Joseph, peace be upon him, answered, "May Allah grant me refuge. My Lord has provided an honorable abode for me. So how can I do something so evil? Such wrongdoers never prosper. My Lord has provided an honorable abode for me." The translators, as well as the commentators of the Quran, interpret the expression "my Lord" as referring to the person in whose employ Joseph, peace be upon him, was at that time. In other words, Joseph, peace be upon him, said that he could not betray his lord, for instance, the chief who had treated him so well. What this meant is that in view of the official's kindness to Joseph, peace be upon him, his indulgence in illegitimate sex with the wife of the chief was absolutely out of the question. However, it seems altogether unbecoming of a prophet that he should abstain from a sin out of consideration for some human being rather than out of consideration for God. If we turn to the Quran, there is not a single instance in which a prophet would have called anyone other than God his Rabb, Lord.
وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرَّآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ إنه من عبادنا المخلصين.
And she advanced towards him, and had Joseph, peace be upon him, not perceived a sign from his Lord, he too would have advanced towards her. Thus was Joseph, peace be upon him, shown a sign from his Lord, that we might avert from him all evil and indecency. For indeed, he was one of our chosen servants. He too would have advanced towards her.
The word burhan denotes an argument or proof. Burhan from the Lord signifies the argument inspired by God to arouse Joseph's conscience, peace be upon him, and convince him that it is not at all appropriate for him to accept the woman's invitation to illegitimate enjoyment. Now, what was the argument to which reference has been made in the present verse? That argument has already been mentioned in the previous verse. My Lord has provided an honorable abode for me, so how can I do something so evil? Such wrongdoers never prosper.
واستبق الباب وقدت قميصه من دبر وألف يا سيدها لدى الباب قالت ما جزاء من أراد بأهلك سوءا إلا أن يسجن أو عذاب أليم.
Then both of them rushed to the door, each seeking to get ahead of the other, and she tore Joseph's shirt from behind. Then both of them found the husband of the lady at the door. Seeing him, she said, "What should be the punishment of him who has foul designs on your wife, except that he should be imprisoned or subjected to painful chastisement?"
وشهد شاهد من أهلها إن كان قميصه قد من قبل فصدقت وهو من الكاذبين.
Joseph, peace be upon him, said, "It is she who was trying to tempt me to herself. And a witness belonging to her own household testified on grounds of circumstantial evidence. If his shirt is torn from the front, then she is telling the truth and he is a liar."
وَإِن كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِن دُبُرٍ فَكَذَبَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
But if his shirt is torn from behind, then she has lied and he is truthful.
Then she has lied and he is truthful.
The whole point of this statement is that if the shirt was rent from the front, it indicated that Joseph, peace be upon him, had taken the initiative in advancing towards the lady, and that the latter had resisted to his amorous advances. However, if Joseph's shirt was rent from the back, peace be upon him, that showed the opposite, viz., that it was the lady who had made the advances while Joseph had tried to run away from her. This statement also contains a subtle suggestion which needs to be pointed out. The fact that only Joseph's shirt, peace be upon him, was mentioned implies that there were no traces of any violence on the body or dress of the lady. Had Joseph, peace be upon him, been guilty of making any advances, traces of his violent advances would clearly have been visible.
فَلَمَّا رَأَى قَمِيصَهُ قُدَّ مِن دُبُرٍ قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِن كَيْدِكُنَّ إن كيدكن عظيم.
So when the husband saw Joseph's shirt torn from behind, he exclaimed, "Surely this is one of the tricks of you women. Your tricks are indeed great."
يوسف أعرض عن هذا واستغفري لذنبك إنك كنت من الخاطئين.
Joseph, peace be upon him, disregard this. And you, woman, ask forgiveness for your sin, for indeed it is you who has been at fault.